The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Buckle up and start your engines. This is You Oughta Know with Dave Stahl. With 30-plus years of automotive experience, Dave is here to educate you on everything from repairing your vehicle to the latest industry news and trends. If it's automotive, Dave covers it. It's time for You Oughta Know with Dave Stahl. On The Answer San Diego.
All right, folks, welcome to You Oughta Know, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Segment's brought to you by Hot Rods and Custom Stuff. Tell you what, if you like hot rods, maybe you own one, but you can't find anybody that can work on it, Hot Rods and Custom Stuff will do that for you. They are now open 4 days a week. 10-hour day, so they're closed on Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays. But you can always go to the website, hotrodscustomstuff.com, 760-745-1170, and they will take care of all your hot rod needs. They even have parts and pieces. Maybe you're trying to build a he shed or a she shed. They've got grills, fenders, headlights, all kinds of cool memorabilia. So if you're really looking to spruce up your hot rod display, Hot Rods and Custom Stuff is it. All right, I've got a rather scratchy little interview I did with Matt Winter. He's a Bronco brand manager, and they've got a new Bronco app for off-roaders. So take a listen.
I was kind of interested in this interview. I thought it was different. Kind of explain to the Bronco owners out there what this is all about.
Yeah, so we are all about our enthusiast owners, Bronco owners especially. We want them to really get the most out of their vehicle and have the most fun with it. So knowing that, we wanted to take the ownership experience one step further and create a mobile app that supports those adventures that they want to have. We want to make it as easy as possible to get out on the trail, find that adventure, and get a little mud on the tires.
Gotcha. And by the way, folks, sorry about that. It's Matt Winter. He's the Bronco brand manager. So all they have to do is go to the App Store and they download. And what is it called?
It is called the Bronco Trail App. They'll use their Ford Pass login credentials, so they should already have everything they need to get into it. And when they download that app, set up their profile, that gives them access to approximately 1,200 professionally curated off-road trails across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. In addition to that, it gives them details about those trails, so topographical maps, the ability to download them, curated, really makes it easy. And using their GPS location, they're able to identify where that local trail is that they want to take time and explore, or they can help plan their next big adventure across the country or across the border.
Well, you know, I do an off-road show called San Diego Off-Road Coalition Dirt Radio, and this is going to be an awesome interview for all of the off-roaders out there that are in a Bronco, because, you know, a lot of times you don't really know what trails are open, what trails are not. So it sounds to me like you've done your telephone and you've addressed trails that you can access, and ones that can't aren't on the app.
Exactly. And we provide details about those trails as well, so points of interest, turn-by-turn kind of directions, to really make it easier. So if you're a novice off-roader, this is your first 4x4, and you're just new to the Bronco family, and you want to get out there, but you don't want to go too crazy, you can find a trail for that. And if you've been out in the mud for years, you know all about lockers and differentials and all of that, and you really want to go push yourself, we have trails for that as well. And we try to break it down to really make it approachable for all customers, regardless of experience level, so they can get the most out of their Bronco.
So do you kind of give them tips on maybe they, you know, on a particular trail, they may want to lower their tire pressure, or they need to put it in a certain range. Here, you give that added information as well.
We don't get that granular because we want customers to really take the experience that they had at Bronco Off Rodeo, learning those skills, and implement them into this app. But
gotcha.
The app does provide tire pressure gauge directly from the vehicle. So if you're going around airing down the tires before you head out on the trail, just open up the app. It will give you real time, without much of a delay, accurate tire pressures. You can let 5, 10 PSI out, hop back in the vehicle, and no longer do you have to bring an extra gauge or have your buddy sitting there watching it go down, yelling out what they are as you're dropping a couple PSI before you hit the trail.
That is awesome. And by the way, folks, I don't know if you caught it, but you should never do this by yourself. You know, you need to go out with a buddy, a partner, another vehicle. You just never know what you're going to get yourself into. And four is all about safety. As far as you get your vehicle and going out, because they want you to have a good time going out and even a better time coming back.
Exactly. And we want that experience to be great when you're out on the trail. So the app, actually, using your cell phone, and the threaded dash mount that Broncos have, you can record your entire journey, and it will overlay telemetry data from your vehicle directly from the vehicle as you're driving. And then when you go back, you can look through that. You can see when you were hung up on an obstacle, what was happening. It will tell you your RPMs, your speed, what range gears you were in, if you had your lockers on, all sorts of information like that. And it's all overlaid on the video, ready to go as soon as you're done. Just upload that to your favorite social media platform, share it with friends, or keep it and record your adventures that way.
Is there a cost for this app?
This app is free to all Bronco owners.
Wow. You know, you're going to get more people, because how many people, let's face it, buy a Bronco and never touch the dirt? And I think it's intimidation. They don't know how to go off-road. Most people buy Broncos for the look, not the performance. This will open so many doors to Bronco owners where it'll expand the ownership in a very positive way. I think this is a fantastic idea.
Oh, yeah. I think customers are going to love it. And we're really trying to get it so that customers who are looking to get the most out of their Bronco have the easiest time to get off the beaten path, get out there, experience what their vehicle can do. But we value their time. We know that they're busy, and this might not be a purely 4x4 vehicle for them. They might use it for their daily driver or taking their kids to school. But we know their time's precious, and we want them to realize how close the outdoors can be, how easy it is to get off-road, have some fun, get a little mud on the tires, and really enjoy what the vehicle can do.
I think this is a very, very smart consumer idea. Because you're just adding more value, to the purchase of a Bronco. You know, it's not that you just buy a Bronco, you're buying a whole lot more that comes with it.
Oh, yeah. And we don't plan to stop here. We're going to keep adding more trails every year, expanding the offerings that it has, keep the data and growing that base as we go. So the app's just going to get better with time. The more people use it, the more information we get. We're just going to be able to improve it.
That is fantastic. So is this will be for the full line of Bronco, from the Sport all the way up to the Raptor?
It will just be for Bronco, so Raptor is included. Unfortunately, Sport will not have access to the app. You got to have just the big Bronco to do it, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, which makes perfectly good sense, because, everybody knows the Sport, is really more of an in-town, with a fantastic look. A lot of stuff, but not like the hardcore Bronco.
Yeah, and the app really lends itself well to the 8 and 12 inch screen that the Bronco has in conjunction with your cell phone, really
right.
Providing you a lot of information when you're out there, able to get you places that you probably didn't think you could go, and I think realizing that nature and those off-road trails are a little bit closer to home than some of us might think.
That is fantastic. Well, Matt, congratulations on this. Maybe we'll follow up in 6 months to a year after we get some people out there. And I'll try to get one in the press fleet and download the app and come back and we'll talk about it.
Sounds great. Pleasure to be here.
All right, buddy. You take care and enjoy the rest of your week.
Thanks.
All right, folks. Welcome back to You Ought to Know, FM 96.1. AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Express Auto Service, 7633 Elkhorn Boulevard. Go to expressautoserviceLaMesa.com for all your automotive needs. Dave and Connie and the team have work on all my cars. And I tell you what, there's no job he can't handle. Put a rebuilt 318 in a 68 Plymouth station wagon. Put a rebuilt 22R in my little 86 Toyota flatbed truck. He can do it all. Check them out at Express Auto Service, expressautoservicelamesa.com. Well, I didn't think I would say this, but I think I found my favorite car. And then I found out the model I had was a base model called the Core. And there's two other models, and one of them is a super limited edition vehicle. And they're only making 200 of them, which broke my heart. But this is a 2023 Toyota Corolla. You wouldn't think I'd get excited about a Toyota Corolla, but this is the GR. And the GR might as well be a Ricky Racer rally car. Turbocharged 1.6 liter motor. And I don't care where you're at on the road. You hammer that thing down and you are gone. I mean, you are gone. That thing will take off like a rocket. All-wheel drive, sticks like glue, six-speed manual transmission that shifts like butter. And, you know, it's just, and yeah, you got some other goodies that go along with it as well. But it is a rally-inspired performance car. I mean, that's the easiest and the best way to explain it. 300 horsepower. Now, are you sitting down? Because here's the kicker. 300 horsepower, right? It's a three-cylinder. It's not a four-cylinder. It's a three-cylinder. So you're talking 100 horsepower per exhaust pipe, and there's three pipes sticking out the rear. I was so blown away. I could not believe it.
I'm reading here. It's 185.4 horsepower per liter. That's
a lot of horsepower.
That's insane. I'm reading these numbers. They can't be true, right?
Oh, no. They are true.
Man.
But leave it to Toyota. You know, you just never know when out of the clear blue they just come up with something like this that you wouldn't normally see. Now, this is the Core. And by the way, it is a four-door, which is the base model. And then they have another one I'm just looking to see on the paperwork. It's kind of like a Mermoso, and it's a real, real tricked out car. They're only going to build 200 of them, which means I have to go. Oh, it's a Morizo, Morizo. And it comes with extra sticky Michelin Pilot Sport Cup 2 tires, which gives it that grip like you would not believe. Pulls a 1.1G on a skid pad. And then what else do they tell you about this particular car? Because awesome braking, stops from 60 miles an hour in 110 feet, which I did that for a guy, and he could not believe it. This vehicle is just unbelievable. You know, I mean, it's just a great little car. And it's comfortable. Seats are a little Ricky Racer, so you know you would have to climb in and I climb out. But for me, I don't care. I absolutely love. I love this car. Some of the people that have road tested it weren't as crazy about it. I personally love it. The seats in the Morizo are super supportive and easy to get in and out of. So I found out there is one that's in the press fleet, but I got to get permission to get it. And you can bet your sweet Bippy I will be asking for it. You've got all your niceties. You got climate control. You know, you've got everything that you'd want as far as airflow goes. It's got a nice sound system. And, you know, but, you know, it's just, you ought to see this thing. I mean, it's wide in the bottom. I mean, it's got a wide tail end on it. Let's see if I can even see some of this stuff. The brakes, like I said, stop on a dime. Definitely will, you know, it's definitely would give you a 10 cents change. It's just a, it's a great little car. But I'm that kind of guy. My personal daily driver is a 2006 Mini Cooper SJCW GP, which is backseat delete. So, you know, you can't put anybody in the backseat. It's got the 18-inch tire and wheel package. It's got the rally-inspired brakes. It's got the turbocharged motor. So these kind of cars, because if you're not smiling what you're driving, then what's the whole point?
Has Toyota made like a public statement on why they're only doing 200 of these exactly?
Because of the because I don't think if they do more than 200, people will necessarily buy them because it's more of a race car than it is a street car.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And I got a sneaky feeling. I haven't looked up on it, but I'm sure they're numbered. They'll have a numbering system to make it a classic.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be collectible eventually. Yeah. Sure. I mean, knowing that there's only going to be 200 of that edition of that vehicle, you better get your, because it's a pretty decent price for it. The 200 of those cars, it's $51K.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
The base price of what yours I'm looking at is $37K, which is fantastic.
Yeah. You absolutely cannot beat it. And my base, because it's a core, $35,900.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So, see? And I have to tell you, because I say this to everybody, you know, always look at what the base model will give you. You might be pleasantly surprised. And I couldn't think of anything on this particular car that I didn't like. I think it even has heated seats. You know, so it's got some creature comforts that, you know, a lot of times when you get into a performance car, you're not going to get. But you got front and rear torsion, limited slip differentials. You got massive calipers. You've got, you know, and then you got a premium audio system by JBL and I think 8 speakers with an amplifier and what else you got here? Oh, that's a smartphone charger. You can't believe how tiny this print is. I can't even believe I'm reading it.
Need a magnifying glass.
I know.
I'm looking at another car review. They also said this is the best car of the year, too. But their only nitpick they would said is it says their pedal placement could have been closer. But that's just a nitpick and all. But is that your opinion, too, possibly?
Yeah, well, you got to be careful with pedal placement.
Okay.
You know, depending on the size of your feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're...
I mean, I got wide feet, personally.
Right, so you may have a little problem with that. But, no, I honestly didn't have any issues with it at all other than I had to give it back.
Mm-hmm. Do you have wide feet, personally, or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
You're one of those normies.
I'm one of them normie guys. And the color on this thing was supersonic red. So this bad boy was as red as you wanted to get, which I'm not a real red, but I actually, I have to say, okay, I think I could do this. Of course, you know, you're going to run into a problem with getting them. That's one thing. And then there's going to be the markup, you know, and if you could get them without the markup. But 21 city, 28 highway, 24 combined, which is doable. Mm-hmm. You could make it a commuter car.
What did you get off of it for the fuel?
I actually got, what did I get? 32.3.
Nice. Yep. Nice.
Well, I like hyper miling.
Yep.
Even in a performance car like this. But, and I didn't, you know, I don't beat on these cars, you know, like you probably think that you would, but I really don't. I like driving them like as if I owned it. But I got to tell you, the one that'll get your impression is, when you're going down a freeway at 70 and you're in sixth gear and you just push it to the floor to go around somebody, this thing just literally will put you in the seat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was telling a buddy of mine, I said, you think that's something? Try this. And I did a 3/4 brake on the pedal, mm-hmm. and it stopped. No tire skid, no sliding. It stopped within feet.
That sounds nice.
And he's more impressed with that than he was with the get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
So... if you want a classic, you can go that route, or you can get the core. And I'll be honest with you, I can't remember what the middle one was called. But there are three models that you can choose from. And I'm sure the third or the middle model is going to have a lot of goodies that you could live with.
So the middle model is called the Circuit Edition, and then Circuit. The highest model is called the Marizo Edition.
Yeah, that's
that one's the 200.
That's cars. The 200. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, the Circuit. It probably has something to do with a racetrack.
I Correct. Was, yeah, yeah.
Like
they were mentioning how they got rid of the back car seats because they'll equal faster lap times if you're going to race the car somehow.
You don't need no stinking kids in that car. Get them out of there.
Well, unfortunately, I have one coming up. So,
well, then I guess you'll
I'm going to have to skip this one, unfortunately. But, man, you're enticing me every so often to be like, gosh, now I got to go take a look at this car, honestly. So.
Well, if I get it, I'll let you know.
Okay.
You know, like I said, I wish I should have told you when I got the core, but I didn't know you would be interested in a car.
Dude,
like that
horsepower number is just
stupid.
Jaw-dropping.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, man, it handles well, it corners well, all-wheel drive, sticks like glue, and I didn't even have sticky tires and wheels on it. You know, I just had, you know, your normal all-season, and I was totally thrilled with it.
Boy, I can't wait to try those other tires on this car.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be
well, see, I'm thinking of getting a hold of, I've talked to Michelin because I've got regular all-season run flats on my Mini, mm-hmm. and I can't wear my tires out quick enough because I want to get a set of those because I don't put a lot of miles on the car. So, you know, normally those type of tires won't get you the fuel, you know, the mileage out of them that you would
right.
you know, normally.
Right.
But, all right.
Guess who's downstairs?
So you're gonna go get her so she can entertain the ladies.
Yeah, when we go to break, I'll go get her.
And all right. Well, why don't we go ahead? Just throw it to break now. That way you can go down and get her.
Sounds good.
We are listening to You Ought to Know FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. All right, folks. Welcome back to You Ought to Know FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. This segment is brought to you by John's Automotive Care. Address is 6267 Riverdale Street in San Diego. John's with an S, SanDiegoAutoRepair.com. Napa Auto Care, ASC certified, AAA approved. Can't ask for anything better than that. 619-280-9315. That's John's Automotive Care. Take your vehicle over there. You get a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Clear across the continental United States. All right, Brian is watching the F1 race, so he's not going to be calling in today. So I'm going to do a review. I'm driving around in a 2023 Honda HR-V. Now, the HR-V is replacing the Fit. So that puts the HR-V as the smallest SUV in the lineup. But the strange thing about it, it may be the smallest in measurements, but the interior of this vehicle is amazing. Now, there is a slight downside to it, and that is Honda used to have a really cool, like a storage area in the back seat where you could flip the lower cushion up, and that whole bottom area was for storage, which was really a neat idea. But they did 86 that idea, but you still have great back seat room. You can fold the seats down. It's got a different look to it, which I was kind of impressed when I first seen it. And the price is ridiculous. $28,950 base, $30,590 as tested. 25 city, 30 highway, 27 combined. I was able to squeeze out 33.6. The only option to the car was the paint job, and it's called Nordic Forest. So it'll run you about $395. So if you didn't really care about having that particular color, you can get into this thing for just right at $30,005. It's totally redesigned for 2023. It's got fresh styling, new interior, and it does lose the previous model's configuration of rear seating, which I was mentioning about. and this will be the second generation of the HRV. I think they've done an absolute phenomenal job. It'll slot in between the CRV and the Passport and the Pilot in the lineup. The first generation of the HRV was based on the Honda Fit hatch and made its North American debut back in 2016. So that's gone. So now they're just working on, you know, massaging and upgrading and maturing this particular car. But the thing that I liked about it is the way it handles. It is a great in-town car. I mean, it'll go other places. I mean, it's great on the highway. I never had any issue on the highway. One of the things that they were saying that they weren't 100% comfortable with was the lack of power at freeway speed. I didn't have that problem. It did fine for me. I wasn't looking for something that that wasn't there. This one comes with 158 horsepower, 2-liter, 4-cylinder. Could it use a turbo? Yeah, but, you can't get everything right at once. So they'll slowly but surely upgrade it as they go. All-wheel drive, CVT transmission, which was not a problem. Normally I don't like them, but I didn't have any issues with this. 4-wheel disc brakes, which, of course. You got your McPherson struts up front, rear multi-link in the rear, electric power steering, and those three right there really gives it a really neat drive mode. You do have driver and front passenger airbags, driver and front passenger side, then side curtain airbags, rollover sensors, driver's and front knee airbag, rear side airbags. You got stability assist, anti-lock braking, tire pressure monitoring, LED daylight running, and then, of course, your latch system for the little guys. Leather trim seats, leather-wrapped steering wheel. You've got an 8-way power driver's seat. Okay, so the seat I'm not 100% comfortable with. And remember, I've always said, you start with the seat. You build a seat right, everything else will follow true. Seats are a little bit on the hard side, and there is no lumbar. But I don't care. I'm not a lumbar guy. So that didn't bother me as much as it did some people. Heated seats, audio system with 8-speaker, a 9-inch color touchscreen with multi-view, rear camera. You got wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. You got blind spot information. With rear cross traffic, driver attention monitor, which, a little sign comes up and shakes your steering wheel a little bit if you're not paying attention. You've got Bluetooth, hands-free link. And I'm starting to use it more and more where somebody will send me a text, and then the car asks me if they want me to read the text to them, which I do. And then they go, well, do you want to respond? And I go, yeah, what the heck? So I respond. So that's kind of cool. I get a kick out of that. So that's kind of interesting. Blind spot information, rear cross, traffic monitoring, driver attention monitor, Bluetooth, hands-free, HD radio, Sirius XM with 3 months free, USB audio, steering wheel mounted controls, push button start, wireless phone charger. So those are all the things that I would be interested in. Dual zone climate control with air filtration, rear passenger capacity, touch lighting, which I like, auto dimming rear view mirror, center storage console with an armrest, and a storage area underneath, which is kind of unique. Actually would have been a good place for the wireless charger. Couldn't get my phone to work on the wireless charger. I know I have an OtterBox on it. I usually don't have a problem, but for some reason, this would not would not do it. But there's enough USB ports. If you had a cable, you could plug it in, and it's no problem at all. So you've got, let's see what else. Tilt telescoping wheel, illuminated visors, 12-volt power outlets, floor mats. See, they're not charging you for the floor mats. It's included. Thank you very much. Electric parking brake. And you've got one-touch power moonroof with tilt, which I'm not a moonroof guy, but that tilt is nice where you just kick it up a little bit, get a good ventilation. 17-inch alloy wheels, all-season tires, which is fine. Auto high beam, which is work. Auto on and off headlights, LED headlights and tail lamps. Heated power door mirrors with turn indicators. Variable intermittent windshield wipers. You got a small entry system with smart entry system with security, so you have an alarm. Walk away auto lock, remote engine start, tailgate spoiler, and then of course Honda Sensing, which is their safety feature. You've got adaptive cruise control, collision mitigation, lane keeping assist, road departure mitigation, and traffic jam assist. And like I said, you know, the only addition was the Nordic Forest. Sirius, you get 3 years for free, and roadside assist, you get 3 or 36 for free as well. And you know how Hondas are. I mean, you can't beat a Honda. I mean, Hondas are a great car. They've always been a good car. They always will be a good car. I've had Hondas. In fact, my first real job in the car business was at a Honda dealer down in San Diego called Honda San Diego, where I first started working there. I actually owned a 74 Honda Civic and been a Honda fan for, you know, a real long time. But this particular car, I think, is going to do well, you know, in the community. Is it going to go electric? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, because, you know, it depends on who comes in with the administration in 24. That's going to have something. It's probably going to have something to do with it. But I got to tell you, it does everything that you want it to do. It's got tons of storage space in the back. It's got tons of storage space. It's got, you know, you could tie down things if you need to secure them. It's just a really nice design. Exterior-wise, it takes a little bit of getting used to because it is totally different. But the driving is really, really what's important. Now, I did mention that the seats were a little on the hard side, okay? But that doesn't mean that they're not comfortable. I've driven it, you know, all over the place, collecting checks, going to Alpine and back. And I never got out of the car once with my back hurting. And that's the key. Now, it may not be a cushy, smushy seat, which sometimes equates to a bad back. But it's got good support. It's got good lateral support. And for the Lombard folks, I know that's what you would probably want. But I drive them for a week. So after, you know, being behind the wheel for about a week, I'm not really having any issues with it. And Honda does such a good job, you know, putting the bolts and pieces together to give you a car that you're going to really probably be happy with and keep for a real, real, real long time. Are they on the lot? I think they are. They may be a few and far between. Probably best thing to do would be just go ahead and order one online and then send the order to your local dealer, and they'll tell you, you know, when that rascal is going to come visit with you, and you can go pick it up. But yeah, I was not a big Fit fan. I thought it was a little bit on the small side. I think the HRV is going to be fine. I think it's going to fit just perfectly in our landscape. So, you know, go check it out. Best thing to do is just go to Honda.com. Just go to the website, Google it, take a look. You can actually build one while you're online and make a determination, you know, what parts and pieces. But there's not a lot of options on these cars. That's one thing Honda likes to do, is they like to put a package together, give you a decent warranty or give you a decent price. And, you know, you can go levels up if you wanted to do that. But I think Honda has done you know, a really good job putting cars together for folks that, you know, are just looking for a point A, you know, point B type vehicle. But I highly would recommend the HRV. You know, go at least go take a look at it. Take the family down, see if everybody fits. And, you know, that way you can make a decision whether or not this is a car. This is a car for you. All right, so I got one more segment, and I've got I brought him in this morning to KUSI, and that's Motor Books. And you're probably going, well, what is he talking about, Motor Books? Well, they're coffee table books that I get from a company called QuattroNow.com or MotorBooks.com. And we'll talk about it. In fact, if you listen and you decide you want to get one, then I can even get you a nice discount. So stay tuned. You are listening to You Ought to Know, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to the You Ought to Know show, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. You might be noticing that Kristen and Brian did not call in today. Well, if you really want to know, Brian is watching the F1 race, and he doesn't want to pull himself away, so I get it. And Kristen and his lovely family decided to take a little vacay, which is cool because they don't do that very often. So it's just me, kids. Hey, by the way, Convoy Auto Service just picked up a third location. Kind of four, really. Napa Auto Care, ASC certified, AAA approved. Go to convoyautorepair.com. They're located at 3909 Convoy Street in lovely San Diego. And I tell you, you know, John and his team do an absolute stupendous job when it comes to taking care of the consumer. Also, when you go through Napa Auto Care, all the warranties good for 3 years, 36,000 mile clear across the United States. All you have to do is take it to another Napa dealer, you know, in the event you have a warranty issue, and they will be more than happy to take good care of it. Also in the same location, Collision Doc Kearney Mesa. They were Bumper Doc Kearney Mesa, but they moved up. Insurance companies have you know, allowed them to do even more work, so now they're doing full paint, full body, vehicle restoration, as well as general automotive. That's Collision Doc in Kearney Mesa, 3895 Convoy Street. Call them at 858-252-7890, 858-252-7890. That's collisiondoc.com. Okay, so I try to do this once, twice a year, and what we're talking about is Motor Books or QuattroKnows.com, and that's QUARTOKNOWS.com, or just go Motor Books. So Motor Books / Quattro are a massive publishing company, and they have just libraries full of books. Now, I get all my motorsports, motorcycles, all that from them. And I had a selection of like 6 books that I put on this morning. History of Jaguar, History of the Porsche 356, The History of NASCAR, 60 Years of Cobra, 60 Years of the Mustang. And these are coffee table books, and they're beautifully done. The photography is off the charts. The writing is extremely well done. And if you are so inclined, maybe you got somebody in the family, male or female, because it's hard to buy for people some days. And the older they get, the worse it gets. Well, you can never turn down a coffee table book. I mean, it's so funny. I had picked up a Porsche book, and I was doing a segment on KUSI, and Lisa Remelod has a Carrera 4S. And I brought it in, and I gave her the book, you know, after doing the review and reading it and talking to the editor or the person that wrote it. So I turned around and I just gave it to her as a gift. And she comes and she says, you know that book you gave me? I don't know, a couple months ago? I go, yeah. I can't believe how many people, I leave it on my coffee table in my front room. I can't tell you how many people open that book and start thumbing through it. Well, that's the whole point of a coffee table book. The photography is off the charts. Motor Books only deals with top of the line authors. And I got to tell you, I absolutely love it. And I mean, you learn so much about the automotive industry. And I always like to give an author, Tom Cotter, a shout out. And he works with Motor Books. And if you happen to like American Pickers, then you will love his collection of barn find books. Harley in the Barn, Vincent in the Barn, just for an example. And he just drives all over the United States and stops and looks at over the fences, in the garages, goes to these little towns, and then he writes stories on them. He doesn't buy them. I think he would if he thought he could get away with it or if he had the money. But the main thing is he gets photographs and stories and puts them in books, and it's, gosh, I have the whole set, so I know what I'm going to, if I ever get caught up on the ones I'm supposed to be reading now, I'm going to go back and reread because it's amazing. And when I took my trip to Wisconsin last week, I couldn't believe how many classic cars sitting on the sides of a barn. I seen one guy had like 9 military Jeeps of different styles and designs sitting back in the corner, which I thought was just huge. I mean, I would have loved to have stopped. So if you're looking for that hard-to-find gift for your loved one, then just go to motorbooks.com or Quattro, no, that's Quattronows.com. And then you can, once you find one book, two books, I don't care what you buy, when you leave, go on the promo code STALL, STALL 11, for a 25% discount. And it's pretty hefty, 25%. But then again, these are not your $20 books. These are very expensive books because of the way they're put together. I mean, quality binding, excellent photography, great storylines, and it's a book you could keep forever and heck pass down through generations, because when you start getting 50 years, 60 years, 100 years, that's a lot of work if you could imagine going through and trying to put all of that information together. It's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but they just do a really, really, really good job. And I've been a fan of these folks for as long as I can remember. And I always love it. They'll send me a book and they'll say, hey, we got one for you. I don't even care. Send it. I'm getting, I think it's 100 years of Triumph. Now that's going to be interesting. I'm really looking forward to reading that. But they have other books too. Like I said, I didn't get a chance. I mean, I went to the website just to make sure it was still up, and I went to the Quattro, and oh my gosh, everything under the sun is for sale there. I didn't thumb through it because, like I said, I'm more into automotive and motorcycles. But a lot of historical stuff, a lot of great. The photography is just top of the drawer or top of the line. You're not gonna find better photography than you are right there. So check them out. Again, www.quattrono.com/motorbooks or Quattroknows.com or motorbooks.com. Either one. Just go to either of the sites. And again, Stall 11. You can't beat it. All right. Brittany's in the house. She's in the other room entertaining our guests. And we've got some classics in the house that we're going to sit and chat with. Not 100% sure what the format is, but you know me. I'm easy. I mean, Brittany's got a handle on it. Scott Delosio is going to be calling in as well. We might even get something out of Dirt Dude. Not 100% sure. But it's going to be a good show. It's been a good show so far. By the way, you could all these shows are podcasted. You can go to any podcast, put in the name of the show, SDORC Dirt Radio, Yak Radio with Dave Stahl, You Oughta Know, AUTO, Racer Radio, or even Gun Owners Radio. That's right. I do a 2-hour show on gun ownership. We have to start protecting ourselves. We cannot rely on the police. I mean, I wish we could, but we can't. You need to take training, you need to get educated, and you need to protect your family. And that's what that show is all about. We try not to be political, but we try to help people that are, you know, are afraid to get into the gun industry. We walk them through it. We have a program called Not Me SD for women only, where we take the women to the range. We take them, we put different types of weapons in their hands. We allow them to fire them. We supply the ammo. And if they are so inclined that they would like to get their own concealed carry permit, we help them through that. So,
and going back to your political stuff, both Not Me SD and San Diego County Gun Owners are both very bipartisan in terms
very much.
Of, like, they actually supported Democratic candidate Kelly Martinez for the sheriff race. And she won by a landslide, too.
And she's doing a phenomenal job.
Absolutely. I just saw her on KUSI yesterday, I believe.
I think she lives there. Swear.
I swear there's like a little store, a star on the door that says Kelly Martinez.
I swear to gosh. And you know, and a lot of people really bagged on the gun show because, you know, why are you supporting a Democrat? Well, we're not a Republican station.
Right.
I mean, not station, but show. And Michael Schwartz, he's disowned both Democrats and Republicans.
Exactly, yeah. So it goes both ways, right, wherever we see. And it's good to see the program of Not Me SD get support from both sides as well.
Yeah.
I think I just saw a video earlier this week where the San Diego County board members have actually acknowledged Not Me SD, mm-hmm, and they actually handed an award to all of their accomplishments, which is well deserved for them.
Can you believe that?
I am so happy for them, honestly. And it's a great program. So,
and Desi does such a great job.
She does. What a great spokesperson she is for the program.
She's a crack up. I mean, who would ever think she'd be a gun packing mama?
Just
seeing her walking in the dummy. She's
exactly
drop dead gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And she looks just, you know, looks like she would never know what to do if somebody handed her a gun.
No, but she
knows.
She knows. She knows.
Do not make her mad.
Congratulations to both San Diego County gun owners and for Not Me SD for all their accomplishments.
Absolutely. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Racer Radio with the gang in the house, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.